Next, I want to start talking about the chemical composition of stars. Again, it's determined using spectroscopy by analyzing so-called absorption spectra of stars. And I'll explain the method that is being used, but let me give you the result right away so that we can put that into some kind of perspective. And I'll give you composition by mass, not by number of atoms. And basically, all stars are similar. In fact, those that are on main sequence are like our sun. They are about 74% hydrogen, about 24% helium. Chemical symbol for hydrogen is H. Helium is about roughly a quarter, so about three quarters of mass is hydrogen, say in the case of our sun. About one quarter is helium, and all the rest, 2%, all the other elements. Okay, if you analyze the spectrum coming from the sun, you find this result. From any other main sequence star, for instance, from Sirius, you get the same distribution, right? And this is basically true for all stars. Three quarters of the mass is hydrogen, 24% is helium, and 2% are all other chemical elements. And any cosmology, scientific cosmology, and cosmology is the theory of the history and formation of the universe and its structure, has to explain this distribution. Why is it that we have this breakdown in chemical composition?